Left frets over increasingly white Democrat field. By Hannah Blow on January 2, 2020. Many left-wing personalities voiced concerns following Julian Castro's departure from the Democrat primary, particularly about what they say is an increasingly white Democrat field. The former Housing and Urban Development (HUD) secretary formally suspended his presidential campaign on Thursday after months of warning signals. "It's with profound gratitude to all of our supporters that I suspend my campaign for president today," Castro announced on Twitter, promising to keep fighting for an America where everyone counts. Several people utilized social media to voice concerns about the diminishing diversity of the Democrat primary field. "This is unfortunate. Castro has experience, some great ideas, and in an increasingly white field, it's encouraging to see a Latino candidate," New York Times contributor Wajahat Ali wrote. "The big mistake Julian Castro made was not being almost 80 and a white dude in office for about 100 years," Democrat strategist Tom Watson remarked. Julian Castro got punished for criticizing Biden in a debate. Kamala Harris got punished for criticizing Biden. Cory Booker too, activist filmmaker Adam Best tweeted. "Clear pattern of candidates of color facing consequences for daring to offer dissent towards an older white male who's been coronated the frontrunner," he added. Julian Castro drops out. Depleting diversity in the Democratic presidential field, NPR's Matt Kwong observed. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, who has remarked on the diminishing diversity within the Democrat field before, also blasted out an email, noting that Castro became the latest person of color exiting a field of candidates that began as the most diverse in our nation's history. "Watching white people completely invalidate everything about America by telling Julian Castro and Kamala Harris supporters that their candidates dropping out had nothing to do with race is enraging," philanthropist Frederick Joseph tweeted. In another tweet, Joseph wrote, "In race war Pete Buttigieg is surging, there is no excuse for it other than race." Users peppered Twitter with similar reactions. "We knew it was coming, but it is still so sad. This whites-only primary is problematic," one user wrote. "It must be said Julian Castro was blacked out, ignored, and erased by the white media establishment," another added. "The only reason Castro wasn't a top-tier candidate is because at CNN and MSNBC refused to cover his campaign in favor of two old white guys and one young white guy with no real experience," another social media user mused. More. The diminishing diversity within the Democrat field has become a point of tension among Democrats, which reached a boiling point after Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, dropped out of the race and Booker and Castro failed to qualify for the December debate. Their absence resulted in almost all white candidates on the debate stage, with the exception of Andrew Yang, D. Ironically, the top white candidates in the Democrat primary field have a history of racial gaffes, from Joe Biden's, D. praise of segregationist senators, Senator Elizabeth Warren's, DMA, false claims of Native American heritage, and former Mayor Pete Buttigieg's odd comparison, attempting to connect to the black community by referencing his experience as a gay stranger in his own country. The Castro campaign dispersed an email blast in November criticizing the mainstream media for focusing on the four white frontrunners for president.